Robin's son, Indrajit, comforted his father, saying, "Why should you worry when I am here alive?" Then he gathered an army, and with it made another attack. He swooped down on the Vanar forces and killed and wounded thousands of them. They were helpless against his fury. The Brahmastra of Indrajit was effective against even Ram and Lakshman, who were tied up by it. They lay unconscious on the ground, and the Rakshasa prince went straight to his anxious father with the glad news of this achievement. Vibhishan rallied the Vanar leaders, who had scattered in all directions, and inspired hope and courage into them. Jambavan, who was more dead than alive, moved slowly among the Vanars, inquiring,
"Is Hanuman alive?"
And Hanuman replied, "Yes, I am here." And he bowed low before Jambavan, who then said,
"My son, proceed northwards at once across the sea to the Himalaya range. Between the Rishabha and Kailash peaks, there is a hill of herbs called Sanjeevi. On that hilltop are four medicinal plants. If you bring them here quickly, Ram and Lakshman and the Vanar army will recover consciousness. Their wounds will be healed and they will fight again. Do this without loss of time. Only you can do this."
Accordingly, Hanuman sprang up into the air and moved fast. He reached the hill described by the venerable Jambavan. But because he could not identify the plants, he lifted and carried the whole hill and then returned with it to Lanka. Even with the approach of the Sanjeevi Hill, Ram, Lakshman, and the Vanars felt the arrows slip off their bodies. Their wounds healed, and they became strong and stood up. Then the battle was resumed. Taking counsel with Ram, Sugriv now chose a few Vanars and ordered them to enter Lanka and set fire to the city. Towards midnight, they entered the city with torches. They attacked and overpowered the sentry and set fire to the palaces and turrets of Lanka. Houses in their thousands were reduced to ashes. The proud city was reduced to a mass of ruin. Seeing Lanka being burned down by the Vanars, Robin was furious and so sent to the battlefield Kumba and Nikumba, the sons of Kumbhakarna, together with Upaksha and other Rakshasa warriors. After another terrible battle, Kumba was slain by Sugriv and Nikumba by Hanuman. Makaraksha, son of Kar, who opposed Ram, was slain. Many more mighty Rakshasas perished. Then, at the bidding of Ravan, Indrajit went once again into battle. He rose into the sky and became invisible. Thus he fought again, unseen by the Vanars. Indrajit, by his black magic, created an illusion of Sita, and putting her in a chariot, took her before the Vanar army and seemingly killed her in their presence. Deceived and horrified by this, the Vanars asked themselves, "What good is it now to continue this war?" So they left the field and went to Ram with the heart-rending news. As a result of this trick, Indrajit gained time to perform a demoniac sacrifice. Ram and Lakshman, like the Vanar warriors, appeared to believe that Sita was dead and thus manifested grief. Then Vibhishan came over and inquired as to what had happened. After he listened to their story, he said, "My lords, allow me to say that you are mistaken. Never would Ravan allow Sita to be killed. This is only a trick of sorcery. Indrajit is trying to defeat you through magic. Having given up all hope of achieving success by normal means, he has gone to perform a demoniac sacrifice of great power. If he completes it, we will not be able to vanquish him. We should therefore go and ruin the sacrifice. Let Lakshman go at once for this purpose." Accepting this advice, Ram sent Lakshman, who was accompanied by Hanuman and other Vanars, besides Vibhishan. They went to the spot where Indrajit was about to offer oblations to evil spirits. But they interrupted the sacrifice, and a long and fierce battle ensued. Ascending his chariot, the son of Ravan sent forth his arrows. Standing on Hanuman, Lakshman did the same. As they were well matched in strength and skill, the battle lasted long. The chariot of Indrajit was destroyed in the course of the combat, and both the heroes stood on the ground and continued the battle. At last, Lakshman used the Indra Astra weapon, and uttering the name of Ram, discharged the fatal arrow. The head of Indrajit was severed and fell to the ground, and as it fell, it shone like fire. The gods and celestials showered flowers from the heavens. Lakshman then went to Ram. He was wounded all over and bleeding. He walked slowly, supported by Jambavan and Hanuman. Ram had already heard the news of the death of Indrajit and shouted, "Lakshman, this is the end of the Rakshasa race, and you have achieved it." Lakshman modestly stood back, but Ram seated him on his lap, kissed his head, gave vent to his joy, and exclaimed, "You have performed a mighty deed, impossible for anyone else. You have deprived Ravan of his right hand. Who in the world can equal you, or Vibhishan, or Hanuman? I have no more worry. You have vanquished the conqueror of Indra, so I feel I have already recovered Sita." The news reached Ravan that Indrajit had been slain by Lakshman. When he heard that Vibhishan helped Lakshman in slaying Indrajit, his grief and anger swelled, and the tears he shed burned where they fell. And from his mouth issued fire.
"Alas, my son! Oh, fearless warrior! Hero! Vanquisher of the great Indra! Has death won, after all? Have you entered the heaven of heroes? But I should not grieve. No, 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 no!"
But his heart would not be denied, and again he cried,
"Ah! Is Indrajit gone? The world is now empty for me. Oh, my son, you have left your mother, Mandudari, and your dear wife, and myself heartbroken and disconsolate. Nothing remains to us now but revenge and despair. It is best to kill Sita, the cause of all this tragedy. My son killed the false Sita. Now, I shall kill the real Sita herself."
So saying, he rushed out, sword in hand, intending to do it. Some fierce Rakshasas, seeing Ravan coming out in anger, applauded him with joy. But the minister, Suparsva, was horrified and appealed to Ravan's better sense and to what was proper to him as a man and as a king. He cried out,
"O king, how dare you think such a thought? How can you do it? O lord of 10 heads, brother of Kubera, Are you thinking of killing a woman? Are you going to incur this shame and sin? Can you thus be tempted by anger? You have mastered the Vedic scriptures and all the sciences. You have performed many penances. How can you end up with such a thing as this? Who is equal to you? Let us direct our anger against Ram. It will be a new moon tomorrow. Gather all your armies. Charge out of Lanka. Slay Ram and Lakshman. And achieve victory. Then take Sita. Put on the armor you have secured from Lord Brahma. Ascend your chariot and go into battle.
Ravan felt that Suparsva was right and his words were good. Seated on his throne, he was silent for a while, lost in profound meditation. Then he addressed the commanders with folded hands, saying,
"Go now with all your strength and slay Ram. But should you fail, then I myself shall go and destroy him."
Never before had he been so courteous and humble when dealing with his officers. Adversity had taught him this lesson. Mounted on chariots that shone like the hills on the evening horizon, and sitting on the back of great elephants and beautiful horses, Ravan's army went in full force for the great battle. The Vanars tore up rocks and trees and attacked the Rakshasas fiercely. The Rakshasas returned the attack with equally grim ferocity. The Vanars jumped about everywhere and worked havoc among the Rakshasas, their chariots and animals. Each of the Rakshasas was surrounded by many Vanars and slain. The Rakshasas, too, did not spare the Vanars, whom they killed in tens of thousands. Ram bent his bow and sent showers of arrows against the Rakshasas, destroying their army like a raging fire. Warriors only saw their companions fall. They could not see Ram because of the shower of arrows. Their fear conjured up a multitude of Rams who dealt death in all directions. Countless elephants and horses perished. Thousands of chariots were broken. The Rakshasa army was destroyed, and all but a handful fled back to Lanka. The demigods, celestials, and sages sang praises to Ram from above. But in Lanka, the Rakshasa women clung to each other and lamented loudly that Ravan's folly should have brought this great calamity on them.